This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you very much for listening. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. For a free consult, visit BrandonLegalGroup.com or call 844-4BLG4ME. If you need help with family law, divorce, or any legal needs, call or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. They are your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Also, Bill Curry Ford sponsors the Todd Wright Toddcast. I recently went through the car buying experience at Bill Curry Ford, and I offer you the same experience I had. I purchased a pre-owned vehicle. I had my choice of Ford vehicles or many other makes and models that were non-Ford to choose from. And the process was much quicker than I expected. I enjoyed dealing directly with the general manager in Sean Sullivan, who supports my podcast, who writes the checks to the winners of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, who has his own podcast on JoeBucksFan.com. And he just connects with local football fans. So if you are in need of a new vehicle, it can be a brand new Ford, or it can be a make and model, Ford or non-Ford, of the pre-owned variety, you go to Bill Curry Ford on Northdale Mabry in Tampa. You ask to speak to Sean Sullivan. If you can't find Sean Sullivan to introduce yourself, you ask for Grace Thomas. Grace knows where Sean is. Grace will appreciate that you are a listener of mine and you want to talk to Sean directly about your vehicle needs. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. My email for Toddcast purposes is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. I went to bed a little early on Wednesday night, and I missed something that would have kept me up all night. So I guess that's good, because my staying up all night days are a decade plus removed back when most of you knew me as the host nationally of All Night with Todd Wright. First on ESPN Radio, and then I moved my show for the next 7 years and called it Todd Wright Tonight to avoid potential litigation on Sporting News Radio and Yahoo Sports Radio nationally and online. Woke up this morning, honestly, to go to the bathroom, did a quick check of some headlines, and my day was made. Only thing better is if it would have happened 1 week before and I would have awoken on my birthday to the news that Urban Meyer had been terminated by the Jacksonville Jaguars. I am gleeful. It was inevitable. I was right. A lot of you were right. A lot of other media members were right. You know, we're always told nobody picked us or when we're wrong. We deserve to be praised when we're right. And if you were with me on this one, from the moment he was announced as head coach of the Jaguars, you deserve to be gleeful as well. And for those of you, and I don't think many of you would listen to the podcast saying, you can't celebrate someone losing their job. You can get lost. Yeah, get lost. We are celebrating it. Because Urban is a screaming douchebag. And this serves him right. His list of transgressions before he even took the Jaguar job were bad. But as John Madden famously said, winning is a great deodorant. So when Urban is winning national championships at Ohio State, they look past the fact that he knew more than he let on as it related to one of his assistant coaches committing domestic abuse. Or when he's winning national titles at Florida, they look beyond his bullying of people who didn't buy into his narrative and the fact that over 30 of his players at Florida were arrested. And factor in, the Gainesville police don't want to arrest Florida Gator players. They're the rock stars of the town. So you know some got the benefit of the doubt. The 31 that got arrested, that was really bad for them to throw the cuffs on those guys. But when you win, all of that doesn't seem as meaningful to some people. He wasn't going to win in the NFL. His final win total is 2. That's it. Sadly, if you're a Dolphins fan or a Bills fan, that's going to stay with you for a while. I know Dolphins fans and Bills fans, and if they ever get too giddy about something, I will now come back with, you lost to Urban fucking Meyer. 2 wins. Didn't make it through one season. Rick Stroud, who I do TV with, I just saw Rick and his terrific wife at the Outback Bowl contract signing party 1 week ago today. Rick's wife pulled one of the best jokes on me anyone has in the last 15 years at another Outback Bowl party about 5 years ago. Acting like a woman who I had been with that I should remember. And she sold it very well before Rick walked up and introduced me to his wife. She's familiar with the show as well. But I didn't know her. So Rick doesn't even cover the Jaguars. And he breaks basically a three-month-old story about how Urban kicked his then-kicker in the leg. The kicker basically said, "What the hell are you doing?" And Urban said, "I can do whatever I want. I'm the fucking ball coach." Well, as of today, Urban, you're not anyone's fucking ball coach. And your thought that you could win in the NFL? We were all right, you were all wrong. Well, not all of us. Colin Coward thought the Jags would win more than 6.5 games. Just the latest wrong statement by a major national television personality. And I love when the freezing cold takes on Instagram, I think it's under something else on Twitter, rip these guys who get paid all this money to be on television, sports television network shows, and more often than not are full of shit. I'm not saying Colin doesn't say some things worthwhile, but you got to be more accountable. Just because you have all this airtime to fill doesn't give you an excuse. Well, I'm going to be wrong a significant amount of the time, but I have a lot of time to fill, so that's going to happen. No, be accountable. Same goes for Skip Bayless and so many others. I had it right. Many of you had it right. Urban Meyer coaching the Jaguars was doomed from the beginning. And watching it play out, honestly, was enjoyable to me. From the moment he made controversial hires, guys were already taking other jobs to go back to college from his staff. He allegedly called his assistant coaches losers. You hired them, Urban. What a screaming douchebag. Serves you right. I just love that this happened today. Only thing better is if it would have happened a week ago on my birthday. He got what he deserved. The only thing better would have been if he didn't win a single game. So damn you, Dolphins fans and Bills fans, for letting him win 2 games. It would be better if he didn't win at all. Then he'd be worse than Rod Marinelli, Marinelli actually got a full season going winless. Urban didn't make it a full season. Too embarrassing. Man, you're too embarrassing to the Jaguar brand. It's the Jaguars. They've never been to a Super Bowl. They have uniforms that are outdated. They keep tweaking them and going back to the same outdated color. I thought it might get to the point where the players would just not come out of the locker room and refuse to play at a game. That would have been wonderful. This was getting so bad, I guess the owner, who we go back to his statement when he hired him, this time I got it right. No, you didn't, sir. I know you know how to make money, but you sure don't know how to pick a head coach. We all knew this was doomed to fail. And I don't know about the rest of you. I enjoyed how much it failed. All the things he did. I want a made-for-TV movie to be done by someone about Urban Meyer's hiring, everything he did along the way through the termination. I would love to have that movie made. You guys come up with who plays Urban Meyer as the villain, because there's going to be so much that comes out now that he's no longer employed by the Jags and he's out of the NFL. You think there was a lot of things that came out to get him out? Wait until you hear what comes out now, because people can just speak freely. Yes, I'm kicking him while he's down because he deserves it. Other players deserve to kick him while he's down, and insert your own Josh Lambeau joke there about being kicked. What a great day. Made my day. Hope it makes yours. I've already been asked, well, what does Urban Meyer do next? He should just go away and hide for as long as he can. He doesn't need any money. He should just go away and hide. I think he'll show up again on Fox's college football coverage because Fox will kiss his ass. They employed him before. They will likely employ him again. They won't make a big deal out of it, but Fox has a heavy investment in the Big Ten. And Urban still has a restaurant in Columbus, Ohio, and won a national championship in Columbus, Ohio, where they tend to turn the other way when you win, as they do in some other major college cities. So that's where I think he'll end up. And if you're saying, whoa, this timing was really bad, you know, because he could have gotten the Notre Dame job. Brett McMurphy and I talked about this at my golf tournament. Brett talked to a lot of ADs. Most of them said, we want nothing to do with Urban Meyer. They don't want to deal with that shit. They know what an asshole he is. They laugh the way I laugh. Remember the podcast we did on October 15th? The headline was, want to punch Urban Meyer in the face? Well, get in line behind this college football head coach. Brett McMurphy had disclosed on the Action Network that a current college head coach in FBS said he would love to have Urban Meyer with him in a fight because everybody hates that motherfucker so much they'd all be punching him in the face and leave me alone. I now know who that coach is, and I can't tell you. But if you want to email me, I'll tell you. All right? You can email me, and I'll tell you. I now know. I figured it out. I'll even give you a clue. It's a coach who just got basically promoted to another higher-level head coaching job. And I may even send in a little money to the program saying, I know he said this. I'm a fan. Good luck in your first season. Urban Meyer's reputation has finally caught up with him. Look, if he had only lost two games in Jacksonville, right, he's done with a record of what, 2-11, right, four games to go. We're still getting our hands around this 17 number. If he was 11-2, I'm not saying this stuff wouldn't make news. He'd still be coaching. He got away with this every other place he's been. He couldn't win like that in the NFL. And he couldn't get away with being a screaming douchebag. It caught up to him. I hope Khan's lawyers are able to fire him with cause. Not that Khan paying off Urban Meyer is going to hurt the bottom line for that owner. He may be the richest owner in the NFL. If not, he's in the top five. Now, what happens next? Already people in Tampa Bay are worried they're going to lose Byron Leftwich. I get that, because Leftwich played quarterback for the Jaguars and was quite popular there. Right? The Jaguars have had three popular quarterbacks in their not-so-successful run in the NFL. Mark Brunell, Byron Leftwich, David Garrard. Right? Those are the three. I don't really know anyone else. They're hoping Trevor Lawrence becomes the fourth. I was told months ago, Byron's in no hurry to be a head coach. He's content in the job he has, and why wouldn't he? You're working with the best quarterback of all time. That's who you get to work with. You just won a Super Bowl. You might just win another Super Bowl. As long as Tom Brady keeps playing, you're his offensive coordinator. It's almost too good to be true. It's almost like, wow, I get paid to do this? I'll reference something Doc Rivers told me a long time ago in his coach's office when he coached the Orlando Magic. And I said to Doc, what's the biggest difference being a head coach as opposed to other roles that you've had? And he just said, the other stuff. When you're a head coach, both of an NFL team and particularly a college team, that's a lot of other stuff. Now, once you start winning at the highest levels, you can delegate some of that stuff. But until you do, it's on your watch. I don't think Byron is ready for all that other stuff. But again, I hear he's in no hurry. You would leave a chance to win a Super Bowl every year, going to work every day, on a first-name basis, with the best quarterback of all time, for the Jacksonville Jaguars? I wouldn't. I wonder if Dabo is ready to go. Trevor Lawrence is there. ETN is there. It's not a big geographical shift. Dabo just coming off a real bad season at Clemson. Maybe the window is closed. The AD left. His defensive coordinator left. His offensive coordinator left. A year before that, his other offensive coordinator left. It feels like it's time for Dabo to go. And Clemson's going to hit the reset button. And if so, I think Dabo can go to the NFL. His quarterback is right there in Jacksonville. And it's not like Urban Meyer ruined Trevor Lawrence, but it's not like Dabo and Trevor can't pick up where they left off. And you're saying, wait a minute, you just had a college coach who lost. Why would you go Dabo? Look at Cliff Kingsbury. Look, and I don't think Arizona's going to win a Super Bowl, but Cliff Kingsbury, with a first overall pick who won a Heisman Trophy, they put up some numbers. They put up some wins. Yes, more college coaches fail jumping to the NFL than succeed. But we have a recent example of someone winning, Cliff Kingsbury. We have an example over the last decade of one who won at high levels, Pete Carroll. We have one the previous generation who won multiple Super Bowls, Jimmy Johnson. It can be done. I get that most of the time it doesn't work. But what does Dabo have left to do in college football? It doesn't seem like he can go back to Alabama. Nick Saban's like Belichick. They keep getting older, but they just keep winning. So maybe does Dabo want to scratch the itch and go to the NFL? With everyone who was around him for their great run at Clemson gone. AD, gone. OC, gone. OC, gone. DC, gone. Trevor Lawrence, gone. And you're off a bad year. It's not like you're walking away after winning a title like a Byron Leftwich would walk away, where you can win a title every year. I'm not convinced Dabo can win next year or the year after that based on what I saw this year. The window may be closed. Urban Meyer serves him right, got what he deserved. Damn you, Dolphins and Bills, for letting him win two games. I will hold that against you in perpetuity. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and by Bill Curry Ford. My email is wright.todd@yahoo.com. You have a great day.